Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Brought unfiltered, and I've got a wonderful guest, my favorite guest of all time, obviously, President Donald Trump, who I've always believed is the greatest president of my lifetime and one of the better presidents we've ever had. If he had gotten another 4 years, he would have become the best president ever. That's my opinion, and it's always a great honor to have him on. President Donald J. Trump, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Well, thank you very much, Wayne, and I have to tell you that we wouldn't be having any of the problems, or just about any of the problems. I can't think of one that we would have. They're all self-inflicted, whether it's inflation or if you look at what's going on in Europe and what's going on also with Ukraine and with Russia, that was not going to happen. I looked the other day that Europe is paying a tiny, tiny fraction of what we just sent. And we probably are in for $56 billion, and they're in for peanuts. And they're supposed to be leading the front. So, you know, it's so many things are so bad. The border is so bad. What took place with Afghanistan, that withdrawal was probably the most embarrassing single day in the history of our country, I think. It's so much, so many of these things are self-inflicted, and it's so sad to watch it.
And not just self-inflicted, but if you follow my writings, and I send a lot of my stuff to you through our good mutual friend Lee, I believe intentional. In other words, Biden's incompetent. We get that. He's got dementia, whatever, he's falling apart. We all get that. But I think the people behind him are using him and his incompetence as kind of a front man so that they can destroy this country and destroy capitalism. Your thoughts?
Well, then you're not saying it's incompetence. You'd say it's their action, which I guess you could say is an incompetent action, no matter how you cut it, because it certainly is destroying our country. And if that's what they're looking to do, they're doing a great job.
Well, I mean, the only good news that comes out of this, and I'll get to the bad news in a minute, but I'm looking at an article that came out just this morning, believe it or not, from CNN, and they say that you, Donald Trump, are actually more popular now than at any time, including your presidency, or even after January 6th and the big to-do they made out of January 6th. You're the most popular now. What do you make of that?
Well, I appreciate you telling me that. The source of CNN is very strange. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we got almost 75 million votes. That's more votes than any sitting president has ever gotten by far, by millions. And, you know, we ran a great election. I said we ran it twice, and we did much better the second time. You know, we got like 12 million votes or something like that. More the second time than we did the first time.
Right.
So it's, you know, look, it's a great honor. It's a horrible thing what's happening in our country in so many ways, including elections and including on borders.
Well, that's why I said I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is he's so bad, Biden and this administration, that even with billions spent in the media to destroy you, you're doing better than you've ever done. The bad news is, and I said this to you when I had my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago, I said these exact words to you. I don't know how we're going to make it to 2024. I'm assuming you'll win in 2024. I don't know how we'll make it there. Things look that bleak.
Well, Wayne, there's more destruction done in the last less than 2 years. Can you imagine? In less than 2 years, our country has been totally set off course at a level that I don't think it's ever been off before. We've never had anything like this. There's never been a time like this where people are invading. We have invasion. We have an invasion of millions and millions and millions of people coming in. And it's not a million or 2 million like they like to say. It's 10 million or 12 million. It's a massive number of people. And they're just invading our country. And, you know, they're emptying out prisons and dumping them into our country. The whole thing is horrible. We've never been in a position. We're not respected as a world leader anymore. So many things are happening. We were really I think we were respected like never before just 2 years ago. And we were energy independent. We were actually energy dominant. Very soon we were going to be energy dominant. We would have been bigger than Russia and Saudi Arabia combined. We would have been much bigger. And all of that's gone now. We're negotiating with Venezuela. How about that one? We're negotiating with Venezuela to get their oil, and we have more of it than they do.
Well, it sure is. That's why I keep coming back to this intentional destruction. You know, I went to Columbia University, and my classmate was Barack Obama. Never saw him, but theoretically he was there. And what we learned at Columbia was a plan to destroy and collapse America and make us a socialist nation. It was called Cloward Piven. And it sure seems to me it's happening right in front of our eyes. Who would want the border completely open and wave millions of people in and give them all free health care and give them free welfare? It's going to destroy the middle class, going to destroy the country. Who would want that? And to me, it's just someone who's intentionally destroying the country.
Well, it must be. I don't know. You know, nobody can say for sure. But it must be something is going on. I will say this, that whether you're a fifth grader or graduated number one in your class from Columbia, as you would say, but of any place, you know that that can't be good, what's happening. That can't be good. I don't know if you remember the during the campaign, especially the last one, I said that our country, if they go the path that Biden wanted to go or that he spoke about only by modestly compared to what they've done, this is, you're talking about, I mean, they didn't even, they talked nothing like what's happened.
Right.
But if we went that path, we're going to be another Venezuela. I used to use Venezuela all the time. I compared ourselves to Venezuela, never thinking a thing like this could happen, actually thinking I won the election. And thinking we were going to win the election because I saw the energy we had. But if you remember back to the campaign, I used to say that if this happens, if these things happen, we will be a Venezuela on steroids. And you know what? That's what we're turning out to be.
Yes. Yeah, and I always use Cuba, by the way. You could use Cuba as an example, too. It was a very prosperous country until Castro came along. And now we're prosperous with you until Biden comes along. And we were prosperous until Obama came along. And so it's been a disaster. By the way, I think that's what the January 6th witch hunt is all about. They know that America can't stand Biden. They despise him. And they know that America's come back to you and wishes you were president. And the January 6th witch hunt is just about hurting you so that you can't be president again.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think it's a disgrace. We have no representation on this panel. We should have certainly some Republicans, real Republicans. I'm not talking about Cheney. Cheney's worse than anybody on the panel, worse than any Democrat. And the good news is she's losing by a lot in Wyoming, her state. But it's a terrible thing when you look at it. It's a totally one-sided kangaroo court or witch hunt, and it's just a continuation. You know, don't forget, we went 2.5 years on Russia, and then they found out it was a total fake, which I've been saying for 2.5 years. But, you know, if this is the same thing, it is so disgraceful that they're allowed to do this and allowed to get away with it. And think of it. We have nobody on that panel who can fight back, can do anything. We have just a total open. Now I understand they're going to keep it going. Well, there's no length. They want to keep it going longer. Let's keep it going another few months. And they want to have more meetings. It is so disgraceful what's happening. And in a way, the Republicans should be ashamed of themselves.
All right, that was the first part of my interview with President Trump. This is Wayne Root Live, by the way. We did this interview this morning with President Trump. Of course, when you're dealing with someone like the President of the United States, it isn't always easy to get him to call you at the exact moment you need him to call you. So you set it up when he could take the call, and he was able to do it at 9 o'clock this morning, West Coast time. So we did this interview at 9 o'clock, not just on audio for the radio show, but on video for television. I think it's going to be replayed on Real America's TV network, Real America TV network. And I got to tell you something. There were some groundbreaking things in here. There's three parts of this interview. Segment one, segment two, segment three. So about three quarters of this hour will be taken up with the interview. I think the most important thing I got out of it, and you'll hear that in segment three, was when I asked President Trump about my idea for him to become Speaker of the House, to run for Speaker of the House. A lot of people don't know. You don't have to run for Congress and win for Congress. Anyone can be Speaker of the House if you... If the Republicans take over the House, there's a majority, Republican majority, anybody could put their name in. Wayne Allyn could be Speaker of the House. Unfortunately, they'd vote for Kevin McCarthy over Wayne Allyn, but will they vote for McCarthy over Trump? Well, when you hear what Trump has to say, you may be rather shocked. And I'll leave that one as a, you know, I'll leave that one open as a mystery, because it'll make sure you tune in. And you will hear that over the next two segments on the Wayne Allyn Show. What did Donald Trump say when Wayne said, you should run for Speaker of the House when the GOP wins a huge majority in November, and despite a rigged election in 2020, and I'm sure they'll rig again, they're not going to be able to overcome the monstrous landslide that's in store for the Democrat Party. Republicans are going to win by a landslide in November, because you could cheat 6 points, you could cheat 8 points, but you can't cheat 20 points. And this is going to be an absolute GOP landslide, one of the biggest in history. So maybe instead of winning by 20, it'll look like we win by 10. But the point is, we're going to win a lot of House seats, 50, 60 House seats. Republicans will have a huge majority, and then there's going to be a vote for Speaker of the House. And Donald Trump may or may not understand this. If he leads the impeachment of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and the impeachment is successful, they're both kicked out of office, guess who's third in line to be President of the United States instantly? The Speaker of the House. If Trump were to run and win as Speaker of the House, then he becomes the President of the United States when Biden and Kamala are impeached. When we get back, you'll see his answer. Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be back in a sec. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717.
Right now, people are home.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. I am live, not Memorex. That first segment was, of course, Memorex. It was part one of my interview with President Trump. Today is Friday the 17th. It is hour number one, and I've got like 20 emails and 5 texts here saying, where are you? Where are you? You know, I'm in a studio, and the studio had a plug pull out. And there was, I have hundreds of cords, hundreds. I'm like a pilot in an airplane going down that's about to crash into the ocean. We're all going to die. And you've got like 50 seconds to figure out which knob you got to push to get the plane to go back up again. So I had to go line by line to try and figure out which line pulled out of my entire radio and TV system. I had just been doing videos all morning with Pitar, my videographer, producer, director, and the minute he left my studio, the line pulled out, and I could not access my Comrex system to get into Dallas, where my radio show is produced, and so I wasn't able to start the show. So we made a quick executive decision to put on the Donald Trump interview for Monday, and actually it's perfect timing because I've got a new column that's out that'll be out on Sunday. It's called My Latest Exclusive Interview with President Trump, The Revelations and His Shocking Response About Running for House Speaker and Proof That America's Under Communist Attack. And even though this is a short segment, so I don't have time to read you the whole column, I do want to mention a couple things. So number one, my Trump interview is out on video, and it's available at rootforamerica.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. It's on the homepage, but it's also, if you go to the top of the homepage, it says, on the navigation bar, it says videos. You click on videos, and it's at the top of the video page as well. So there's two places to find it. So there's my interview with President Trump on video. But I want to read you the first part of my commentary, because if you already heard the interview on Monday and heard me discussing it on Tuesday and Wednesday, you may not need to know anything about the interview. What you need to know about is what just happened as a result of the interview. Okay, before I get to key, this is the part one of what I wrote. Before I get to some key revelations about the interview, I want to share a shocking story that proves our nation is under communist attack. We are experiencing a Soviet East German Nazi style of censorship, banning, and propaganda never seen in America's history. Because I just interviewed the 45th President of the United States, what an honor, and yet the intolerant communist tyrants and bullies of Silicon Valley will not allow you to watch it. They're desperate to stop you from watching my interview with the president. I'm banned for life on Twitter, so you can't watch it on Twitter. I'm still on Facebook, but I'm so heavily shadow banned that the Trump interview that I put up on Wednesday has never been seen by anyone. How do I know? Because there's not one comment under the video on Facebook. Can you imagine? I interviewed the 45th President of the United States, and out of hundreds of millions of people on Facebook every day, not one person chose to comment. But here's the most remarkable part of the story. And this is how you know it's all going on, the banning and the censorship and the desperation that you not get to watch my interview with Trump. My friend and financial expert and the CEO of VRAinsider.com and the sponsor of my national radio show, Kip Herridge, right? And he sponsored the Trump interview. He was the sponsor of the Trump interview. He paid for it to be put on TV. And he put it up at his YouTube account. At VRA's YouTube account, within 1 hour, the video was removed by YouTube. Then his company was banned by YouTube in America because he posted an interview with the President of the United States in the United States. That's so bad that he's been banned from YouTube. Now, can you imagine any social media site in the world removing and banning an interview with President Barack Obama? Oh, my God. Racist. 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 You hate black people, obviously. So I wonder if YouTube hates white people, being that they banned an interview with President Trump and me. How about, can you imagine anyone banning an interview with President Bill Clinton? Who removes and bans videos of interviews with a former president of the United States? And for what reason? Have you ever heard of anything like this in your life? In America, the land of the free and free speech, Johnny can claim to be Jane, and he gets to go to the girls' bathroom and play girl sports. His free speech is so important, he could sue you for using the wrong pronoun. And gay men could force a Christian baker to bake a cake with an offensive sexual symbol on it, or the state fines them $100,000 and puts them out of business. That's how important their free speech is. And your children are being brainwashed by transgender ideology to change their sexual identity in kindergarten. But you're not allowed to see an interview with the 45th President of the United States and Wayne Root. Just think about that for a moment. These tyrants are scared to the death of Trump's message and my message. And what are they scared of? That you might like Trump? That he might make too much sense? That you might hear too much raw truth? That what he says might spur a revolution to remove communist tyrants and traitors from office? I vote for all of the above. This is a travesty.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for children as young as 6 months old. CNBC's senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell.
Pfizer and Moderna both getting FDA emergency use authorization for their vaccines down to 6 months of age. So this would be the youngest age group yet eligible for vaccination, the only one so far that had not yet had access to the vaccine.
The FDA decision comes after its Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts voted unanimously to recommend the shots. Amid heavy criticism 6 days after leaving the country without telling his constituents, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office confirmed Friday that he had gone to Italy with his wife, but said he was briefed regularly about intense flooding that devastated a large swath of Yellowstone National Park and nearby communities. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to The Root. The Root's on fire. It is Friday, June 17th. My gosh, we're through more than half of June. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Coucher Canceled, which is just about the coolest conference ever. It happens next week here in Las Vegas, Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, the Deep State, the Bilderbergs, and the World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, or if it's blacked out by the media, if it can get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Coucher Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. If they're smart, canceled as conspiracy theorists, which means they're actually too close to the truth, we've got them speaking at Coucher Canceled. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. We're speaking back-to-back on Wednesday, back-to-back. Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the heroes of the COVID vaccine nightmare, and Wayne Allyn-Root. Buy your tickets now. Counter Cancel starts next Tuesday, June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. 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 I'll see you there. Be there or be square. We've got our guest here, Patrick Basham. He's the director of the Democracy Institute, one of the greatest pollsters in America, and he is here to talk about some of the polling results for the midterm elections. Patrick Basham, welcome. Wayne Allyn-Root, how are you? Chris? Hold on. Yeah, he's on Skype, and he disconnected on Skype, and he's coming back to Skype. I've never seen Patrick. It's Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. I'm great, Wayne.
We lost you for a second. I tried to get you, and you weren't there, so sorry. You must have dropped off. So glad you're back. Director of the Democracy Institute, and you've got new polling out that predicts Republicans will win back both the House and the Senate. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got a big lead for the Republicans. We've got a 9-point lead generic congressional ballot. We think the Republicans are going to gain over 50 seats as things stand right now. Big majority. And in the Senate, we've got them ahead several points nationally. Of course, only a third of the country will vote on the Senate, but when you break it all down, we think that gives the Republicans right now, we're projecting a gain of 4 seats. That's Nevada, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Arizona. And that would make it 54-46 for the Republicans. For several months, I've been telling anybody who'd listen, based on our polling, we're looking at a Republican red wave in November. I think at this point, you know, if things continue on in the direction they're headed, it could be a red tsunami.
Well, I mean, I have a couple thoughts. Number one, it's like, why is it only a 9-point lead, and why would it only be 50 seats? You'd think, you know, the greatest in history, I believe there was like a 100-seat victory once, and you'd think we'd be on to like an 80 to 100-seat victory, because never have I seen a country that's going down so fast.
Yeah.
We're like the Hindenburg, and everybody knows it's Biden destroying the economy. So how the hell is it only 50? I know that sounds big, but it isn't as big as I'd like it to be. Why do you think it's only 50 seats we'd gain?
It's a couple of things. You know, one is just arithmetic, and the other one is the skewed system. The arithmetic is, unlike, say, in 2010, the Republicans, you know, they're only a few handful of seats down on the Democrats. They did so well in 2020, right? So they don't have this enormous number of seats to win. They can only win so many because they're almost at a majority right now. That's the arithmetic. The system problem is that this thing has become so basically rigged in favor of incumbents of both parties. There are only so many seats that can possibly swing one way or another. And the Republicans are going to win almost every one of those. But with the gerrymandering And the way the system is set up to protect incumbents of both parties, you know, there's just so, there are only so many seats at play. So the Republicans are going to do really well, but it's just not in 2022 set up for a party to just obliterate the other one. It just it's almost impossible for that to happen. It's designed to prevent that happening.
Got it. Well, that makes sense. And then the second thing I was going to say was, you know, which is kind of diametrically opposed to the first thing I said, but you know, just because your polling shows you're going to win doesn't mean we're going to win, because there's so much rigging out there. There's so much voter fraud. So as an example, you said, like, your polling shows we're going to win X amount of states, and one of them you named was Nevada. Well, I live in Nevada. I'll be shocked if we win Nevada. You think we're going to win Nevada. I don't believe we're going to win Nevada, because it doesn't matter if we're ahead 50-30, they do so much cheating that they'll find a way to win 51-49. I'm telling you, you have no idea, Patrick, how rigged Nevada is. Every illegal in the entire state votes, because they all have driver's licenses. It's legal to get them at DMV. And when you go to register at DMV, you automatically get registered to vote whether you want to or not. You have to opt out and tell them you don't want it. Automatically, even if you're an illegal alien, you're registered to vote. And then they made permanent mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting in the last legislature, so we'd never win again here. So do I think we should win in November? Yes. I think we should win by a landslide. Do I think we're going to win? No, I don't. So, you know, your polling shows we're winning, because I believe we are winning with normal people, right? But not with mail-in ballots with fake people. They'll find a way to beat us by cheating.
It's certainly possible. Obviously, it's happened before quite recently. Nevada and Georgia's the other one where the Republicans could lose because of underhanded behavior, to put it politely. So the hope for the Republicans in both states is they have to be polling, beyond the margin of fraud, right?
Right.
There is potentially a lead that you cannot overcome. Now, you know, you might think it's 20 or 30 points. I think it's probably high single digits, maybe 10 points. So that's the reason why people who want to vote Republican today shouldn't assume, based on polling, that this is a done deal. Everyone who wants to vote Republican has to actually show up and do it, because they have to get beyond that margin of fraud. Otherwise, you could end up with a Democratic Senate or another, you know, 50-50 tie or 51-49. Your point is well taken. It varies around the country, but a place like Nevada, a place like Georgia, it's going to really be brutal. And I would expect that even if we're showing the Republican candidates ahead by several points on election night, the day after that, it will be a very tight official outcome.
Well, as an example, look at the mayoral race in Los Angeles. Have you been paying attention to that race?
Yeah.
So Caruso, I think it's Vince Caruso, off the top of my head, I think it's Vince, but the guy named Caruso was a lifelong Republican developer, and he actually changed to Democrat, because, of course, you couldn't win as a Republican in Los Angeles. He changed to Democrat just to run for mayor, and he beat out the Democrat. Now they're having a runoff, but all of a sudden, I just read today, he didn't beat the Democrat, because now it's been a week, and they've counted the mail-in ballots, and the Democrat's up by 9 points. She went from behind to up by 9 because of what I call voter fraud, what they call mail-in ballots.
Yeah. No, a place like, as we've discussed before, you know, a place like state like California, city like Los Angeles, you've got very little hope. I mean, you're just not going to win if you're a Republican, a conservative, a libertarian. It's just not going to happen. And so I don't want to sound naive, but I do think even in Nevada, even in Georgia, it's possible for a Republican to win given this climate. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. And it's about, like I say, everyone voting who plans to vote Republican, but also people making that effort to monitor, literally monitor every aspect of the election they possibly can. And I know a lot of it is hidden, but you just have to, you know, just have to be as proactive as possible. It's the only way to have a shot, right? It's the only way.
Right. No question. I mean, look, we have a chance for a massive tsunami red wave. Yeah. We both agree on that, Patrick. You and I are 100% on the same level. It's just the question is how much cheating, how much rigging that will stop. You know, my guess is we are going to win an 80-seat victory in the House, but it'll be a 50-seat victory because they cheat on 30 of the seats, but they won't be able to cheat on all 80. So it'll reduce what should be the most historic, amazing win in history to just a really good win like we got in 2000. 2010 or 2014 in Obama's midterms, right? I mean, that's what we'll get is a 50 to 60 seat win, which is a landslide, but it isn't an 80 to 100 seats just because they cheat so much. Agreed?
No, that's totally true. And you have crazy things like, I mean, I've seen crazy on paper, but in practice there, like in Georgia, all of the incumbents have an I next to their name so that voters know that's the incumbent. Well, what do people do? People, if they're not really familiar with the candidate, they think, well, he or she is in. So you've got the two Democratic senators in Georgia now, and people, they'll get extra votes because they've got a big I next to their name, right? There's stuff like that that isn't illegal, but it...
Make sure everyone knows who you're talking about. I means incumbent, right? In other words, that means you're the incumbent. Right, so I get it. So they cheated to get into office, and then once they're in, they use the mantle of incumbency to maintain their seat, right? I mean, it's ironic, right? It's a vicious cycle is what it is. Hey, Patrick, here's the deal. Normally I'd have you for two segments, because I want to ask you about all these other polls as well, but we've got a whole bunch of politicians, and I missed the first segment because we had an election short here, and I had to get everything figured out. So I'm bringing the politicians back in the next segment. So I'm going to have Andrew call you back and get you on early next week to go over all the other polls, because I see two others here I want to dig into. So we'll get you back next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute, in my opinion, probably the most accurate pollster in the United States of America as of now. And we love having him on the show. His polls are fabulous, absolutely fabulous. So next week we'll talk to him about lots of other polls. Coming up next, Michelle Fiore, who just won the Republican nomination for state treasurer of Nevada. Coming up next, Wayne Allyn-Root. The Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Allyn-Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hello, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Raw and unfiltered. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On fire here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. My podcast is 7 days a week, but on Friday I've got the very special one that's on audio and video. It's called not just War Raw, but America's Top 10. My Friday version is the America's Top 10 version of my War Raw podcast, where I count down and discuss all the most important stories in America that every conservative patriot needs to know. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. The minute this show is over, it's up in all the places where you download podcasts, including iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. They've all got War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. And then the video version is up as we speak right now at RootForAmerica.com. Right now it's there, RootForAmerica.com, and it is that video is actually leading off with my commentary, my latest exclusive interview with President Trump, and all the revelations and his shocking response about running for House Speaker. All of that is playing right now on video at RootForAmerica.com on the homepage and also on the top of the video page. In the meantime, we've got Michelle Fiore here, Republican nominee for treasurer of the great state of Nevada. Michelle, congratulations on a huge, resounding victory.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and I'm so excited to be on your show, and I'm just really excited to get into this general. You know, when you talk to the people of Nevadans across the state, we're talking Republicans, nonpartisans, libertarians, independents, and Democrats, they're not happy with how our inflation is going and how gas prices is going. So I think everyone is going to be extremely happy come this November when conservatives take back Nevada.
Let me give you an example, which I doubt you know about unless you've been listening to my show. Can you imagine on Monday of this week I had an interview with President Trump, 45th President of the United States. Great honor, right? Fourth one I've had in a year. And Trump comes on and we have an interview, and it's a really nice interview. There's nothing in it that's bad, nothing in it that would make anybody say, oh, my God, this has to be banned forever. And one of my friends, Kip Herridge, who sponsors this radio show, he put it up at his YouTube page. page for his company, VRAinsider.com, because he was the sponsor of the actual TV interview with President Trump. So I gave him the interview first to put up first, and he put it on YouTube. Within 1 hour, they removed it, and they banned his company from YouTube. So in America today, you can't have an interview with President Trump without, number one, the interview being removed and banned, and second of all, you are threatened with losing your entire social media platform for daring to show an interview with the President of the United States in what country? In the United States. Does this make sense to you, Michelle?
No, absolutely not. So, you know, unfortunately, conservatives are going to have to get smarter than this. I mean, when you look at what was going on with Twitter and Elon Musk and finding out that a lot of these accounts weren't real, you know, as conservatives, as real Americans, as folks that defend the freedom of speech, we really need to look into, I guess, maybe even going the messaging, you know, on the phones, messaging via mail, snail mail, email, so where we can't be blocked.
It's just incredible. And, you know, what I'm really angry about is not just that, but I'm sick of Republicans who are rhinos. You know, when someone like you, and the reason I like you, Michelle, is because you're like a Wayne Root twin, right? And when you say that, you and I say the same things about every issue, right? And you'd say, the average rhino, the average liberal, the average media person would say, oh, well, you can't do well saying those things running for office. You're a conspiracy theorist. And guess what? You got the most votes of anyone running on the Republican primary in the entire state of Nevada. Michelle led everybody. So congratulations. You're proving that the voters agree with you and me on every single issue and what we say about those issues. And I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much. You know, I'll tell you, Wayne, Rory had called me, and he's like, Michelle, you know, you're up to 118,000 Republican votes in the primary, still top, still the widest. And it's an honor. It's such an honor. So I just have to say you are right. And Republicans want fighters in the offices. And that's what we're going to do.
And they want truth. You tell truth.
Yeah.
They want truth.
Truth.
And they want someone who's a little bit controversial. In other words, what makes you controversial is you tell truth. You don't care that one person's offended. Who cares if 90 like what you say and 10 are offended? You know what I say? Those 10 could go vote for someone else. I'll take the 90 to 10. That's what you say, and I love it. And I just don't understand why no one gets it. Everyone should be a fighter like you and me and Trump and DeSantis. You know, those are fighters, and it works to be a fighter. You're living proof. 118,000 votes, the most in the state of Nevada. Congratulations, Michelle. Big victory. Great stuff.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you.
We're on the way out, but she's on the verge of being our next Nevada state treasurer, which means we got someone who's conservative and capitalist who will be overseeing some of the financial important issues in Nevada, and I think it's great. Michelle Fiore, I endorsed you for the first moment, and you got my endorsement for the general election as well. Great luck to you, and let's win it, baby. Let's win it.
Thank you so much, Alan. I love you. The president loves you. And so, yeah, we're going to work hard.
Thanks, Michelle. We're coming back in a second. Michelle Fiore, fantastic stuff. Make sure you check out her website because she knows where we all should stand on the issues. Same place Trump stands, same place Root stands, same place DeSantis stands. Michelle Fiore, state treasurer of Nevada. We'll be right back. Wait.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.